Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hope you're having a great weekend. Let's check in to Lake Geneva. Stephanie Collette is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, one of the great parts of our state, and she is with us. Thank you so much for being here, Stephanie.
John, it is always great to talk to you.
I love talking Lake Geneva, one of my favorite parts of the state. Let's start with some summer sounds, outdoor music. You guys have got it covered. How about we begin with Lake Geneva concerts in the park?
Okay. Now, I've always wanted to say this sentence to you. Soak up the sounds of summer.
I love it.
So Concerts in the Park is one of my favorites because Visit Lake Geneva puts that on. It's every Thursday kicking off this week and going through August 10th. But what I love about this event is it's super chill, even if the music isn't. It's from 6 to 8, which during the weekday, you know, that's a good time. You know, it's not too late. It's not too early. But it takes place at Flatiron Park, which is in the heart of downtown Lake Geneva. And the view that the musicians have and that you have listening to the concert is gorgeous Geneva Lake itself.
Yeah.
And I am telling you, our lineup this year, I can't believe it's free because we've got some big bands. Everyone from Tony Ocean, just think Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Tony Ocean. The first time he played at our concerts in the park, we bring him back every year because he packs the outdoor park space and people of all ages from 3 to 80 just get up and dance.
That's so fun.
Then we have the Hurricane Reggae Band. So this reggae band is award-winning. They're out of Chicago. We have a group called Superfly. We have Fiddle Face. We have the Big Dog Mercer Band. We have... Okay, and this is, polka might not be your thing, but there is a guy named Alex Mexner, and it's the Alex Mexner Band. He plays for us, and then he goes to Das Fest. He rocks out on an accordion like no one you have ever seen. He rocks out so bad that after 2 hours, not only does his hair look like he took a shower, all of his clothes are soaked.
Wow.
I have never seen a man...
Yeah.
Rock an accordion like this guy.
That is so much fun. Talk about Das Fest quickly. What is that?
Well, Das Fest takes place at the Walworth County Fairgrounds, and it's a celebration of everything German with our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a massive, it's just, in the last 3 years, it has grown by tens of thousands. But, you know, if you've ever been to the Walworth County Fairgrounds, they're huge, so you still have space, even if there are a lot of people there. But it's German music and German food and, you know, fun wiener dog races, games and tributes, but just a ton of music, great food. And it's growing by leaps and bounds, which lets you know, because usually if an event is new, in 3 years, it's either taken off or it's over.
Tell me about Music by the Lake.
Music by the Lake is really one of the classiest things you can do in the Lake Geneva area. So it takes place every week at George Williams College on Saturday nights. That's in Williams Bay. It's obviously right along the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Their lineup, I got to tell you, I went for the first time a couple weeks ago when Linda Etter, who is a Broadway star, she was a lead in Phantom of the Opera and actually married the guy who wrote it. I had the cheap seats. I was in as far back as you could get. And I brought my, you know, own lawn chair and a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And it sounded like she was singing next to me. You, if you've never done Music by the Lake, put this one on your list. The venue is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
George Williams College is a hidden gem along Geneva Lake. The tiki torches are lit. The acoustics are perfect. But coming up, I'm going back to see Martina McBride.
Oh, wow.
They've got a night. Yeah, I mean, they get big names.
Yeah.
You know, they have the three tenors, and they have the Chicago Symphony. This year, they're showcasing the Lake Geneva Symphony. They get big names. They get unusual names, like coming up is a guy named Justin Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I might not know him so much, but if you have small kids, you probably know him. He's a Grammy nominee for the children's music he does. So Music by the Lake, exquisite venue, classy but relaxed, come as you are. It's one of my new favorite things to do in Lake Geneva.
All right, what's the website? If people want more information, where do they go?
Visit LakeGeneva.com. We have you covered with everything from concerts in the park, music by the lake, Dossfest. It's all there all year.
It's Visit Lake Geneva's Stephanie Collette. It's always fun to catch up. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Thanks, John.
Music on the water. How good does that sound? Lake Geneva. Spent a long weekend there a couple of years ago, and I hope to get back this year. Up next, it is Downtown Milwaukee on Experience Wisconsin.